Back on our series, How to Write Lyrics Like a Pro in 10 Easy Steps. And we are on step number 2. And before we begin, I would like to say and lead off with thank you for all the follows and all the likes. And I appreciate it so very much. My name is DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady G. And we are ambassadors of good frequency. And the purpose of this video is to help you become a better songwriter. We are the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy, and our object is to help you produce better music, high quality music, and commercially acceptable music. And that's the purpose of all of this. We got to get it to the point of the pros. That's what the audience requires. So guess what? That's the main mark, and that's what we've got to give them. Let me get all those extra ones out. Maybe that'll sound better over here. Okay, now, for those of you that don't know, we did our first video. Let me bring this. We did our first video, and the first video that we were talking about, we were asking some, hold on, let me get this up on my pad here, on my iPad, so I'm not guessing. And the first step, the first video that we went through yesterday was one that will introduce you. And the title of that one was, Who Are You Writing For? And Who Are You Writing To? It's very important. And I mean, you can go come to our Patreon page. You can click the link up there, become a subscriber to the page, and you'll have access to all of these videos. Or if you like, I will have a link at the bottom where you can purchase them one by one for you to watch at your leisure. But the number one thing that we wanted to talk about was like, who are you writing? Who are you writing to? And, you know, a lot of people be like, so what gives you the understanding to be able to teach people? Well, we're writing for film and TV shows under the Viacom umbrella. Love and Hip Hop, Total Divas. We've done some artist work listings for Universal Music in Germany. So we are privy to the things that they require, because they understand that the public requires that. And that's one thing you've got to understand with your music, that the public is requiring certain parts of your music to be made. And what we are, what's most important about this is if you're doing projects, you want to do these projects and you want to make sure that they're having as much impact as possible, and that you're not losing your investment, you know, like your writing and your recording and your music videos. All that is cool. You can have the hottest of everything made, but unless you're specifically communicating with the audience, it's not going to work. Okay? And that's something that's very important that you need to know. You need to know who you're singing to, who you're rapping to, and what they are sensitive to, and what words move them, and how is their culture affects the words, how the words that you're saying affects them. Like, are these words or phrases something that's commonly used in the culture of the segment of the humans that you're writing to? Because you're not writing to everybody. I don't care what song it is, no song can be written to everybody, because there are some people who just, they're just not, that's not their vein. So what we're talking about today, yesterday we talked about who are you writing to, and today we're going to talk about what are you singing about, what are you singing, or what are you rapping about. And it's very important, because there are a lot of people that spend a lot of time, like, you get, you know, you're like, they send you a link and they be like, check out my track. I get a lot of these, and I, you know, most of them I don't, because I have a review service, and I don't like give people free reviews. So if you like, you want to have your music reviewed, you can hit me up. I do lyric consultation, music consultation, even breaking it down to the chord progressions, even breaking it down to the key of your song, so that you can like have a laser targeted focus when it comes to releasing your music. And that's very important. Being able to hit that bullseye dead on the center. And that's something that you're really going to need. Or else you're just going to keep catching bricks and bricks after brick after brick. And you'll be like, well, I'm just trying to keep it real. There's nobody supporting me. I'm going to tell you something right now. Strangers will support you quicker than your family members and friends. But nobody is going to support a music, because there are only two types of music in this world. That's the type of music people want to hear. Hold on. And the type of music people don't want to hear. There's really nothing else to it. So once you figure that out, then you'll get a better understanding of what you need to bring to the public. John Q, Jane Q, Jane Q, John Q, however you want to look at it. Whatever you bring into the public, you got to make sure that you're giving them the best that resonates with them. And that's what this is all about, how to write music that resonates with people. And, you know, what are you singing? What are you singing or rapping about? I mean, like, why is that very important? I just want to write a song and tell people no, because you got to be very, I mean, if you look at Tupac, Tupac was very targeted in his lyrics. He was very targeted to his audience. Biggie was targeted to his audience. Earth, Wind, and Fire, they were targeted to their audience. You gotta learn that. You're not trying to speak to everybody, okay? What are you singing? What are you rapping about? Very important question. And a lot of times, a lot of projects don't get this much in depth. It's just all about just put it out there. Let's bring it up, run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it. But it's not going to work like that. And it's going to take some work. And it's going to take a whole lot more work than there's going to have time for this short video, because you're going to have to take a scholastic approach. And that's what the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy is all about, teaching you how to take a scholastic approach. Turn your music, this is your business. And anyone that has anything to sell to anyone in the system or looking for someone, okay? They're looking for someone that they can market to. And how do they think? They're interested in how do you think. McDonald's want to know how you think. Payless want to know how you think. This want to know how you think. How to react. What do you react to? This segment. The males or females. This rate. That's right. This demographic. That demographic. Blah, 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 blah. All of that. And you're going to have to do the same thing with your music. And if you do, you're going to have way better success with your music. And I'm telling you, it's going to just change your life. It's going to change how people interact with it. How they react to it. Is you have to give them what they want, but you have to give them you at the same time. And that itself, wherein lies the rub. Click the link at the top, bottom of this video. You can click or copy the link down at the description. Join the Patreon page, and we're going to walk you step by step through all of the 10 steps. What does it take to write a song that people are interested in, that they want to listen to? And I found that out. That's even in instrumentals. I don't care what genre it is. There is a formula to everything. And once you learn that formula, you're going to be able to get your foot in the door. And your talent will start taking you, instead of you worrying about somebody giving you the hookup. Let your talent be your hookup. You know, you ever seen those people who on like Instagram, you just listen to their music and you can tell that their talent is their hookup, and they don't need a gimmick. They don't need to strip. They don't need to be outrageous. They just deliver you their talent and it just blows you away. And that's what you got to learn to do. And that's what you're going to learn to do at the Sarah and Boaz Producer Academy. I appreciate you guys for your time. Click the link below or copy it below and come on and let's get busy making this music. Peace. Have a good day.